us. We have a lot of people here and a lot more streaming online. But if you physically can't join me, if you can't, that's okay. It's okay. You could do it standing, seated. If we begin the year on our knees, we will finish the year on our feet. If we begin the year kneeling in his presence, we will finish the year standing with his power. One more time, listen carefully. If we begin the year kneeling in his presence, we will finish the year standing in his promise. So if you can join me as we sing this again, somehow, right there in front of your seat, if you got to step into the aisle, go ahead, do it. I know it's unorthodox a little bit, but it's okay. If you can't, no worries. You can sit. If you're online right now, I'm going to encourage you right now. If you're at home, living room, bedroom, wherever you're at right now, just find a space. You know what? If you're streaming right now and you're driving, I'm going to ask you, if you can, go to the next exit. Go somewhere. Park somewhere in a parking lot. And I just dare you to take a moment. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your head. And speak to the God of wonders. Beyond our galaxy. Just tell him you are holy. God, we acknowledge you.
God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy.
We surrender all. We confess you, Lord.
God of wonders beyond our galaxy.
We declare you are mighty.
You are holy.
Hey.
Holy.
There is none like you.
The universe declares your majesty.
Yeah, yeah.
You are holy.
So Lord, we begin the year in your presence, and this posture is one of surrenderance, of humility, of complete and utter unbridled dependency on you. Lord, we are nothing without you this year. We are zero without you. Without you, we can't make it, but with you, all things are possible. So Lord, every single minute of this year, every second, every minute, every nanosecond, every hour, every day, every week, every month, we will live in you. We will be in you. You tell us if we abide in you and you abide in us, we ask what we please and it shall be done for us according to your will. So Lord, we abide in you and you abide in us. Christ is our everything. We bow before the presence of Jesus. We worship Jesus. We praise Jesus. We die for Jesus. We live for Jesus. And we do it all for the glory of the risen Christ. Now, church, when I count to three, I want you to stand. But I want you to stand and get up like an Elon Musk rocket going into space. Because nothing will be able to hold you down this year. If we begin in his presence, on our knees, we will finish the year standing with his promise. Ready? At the count of three, stand up and occupy the promise. One, two, three. Come on!
You're
the year. When I say now, I want you to open up your mouth and I want you just to worship him in your language. Let me explain what that means. Language is everything. Language is culture. When the words that come out of your mouth matter, even how you say them. So for 30 seconds, all I want you to do is when I say now, open up your mouth and just praise him and worship him in your language. What does that mean? English vernacular, Spanish. We have Romanian here. We have French here, Italian here. We have wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters here who love Jesus. We have all of that. So Russian, you name it. But even in the Holy Spirit, if you have a prayer language, when I say now, oh, I want you to speak, I want you just to worship him in the heavenly language, your earthly language, your Rosetta Stone language, you name it. But just worship him. I love that. Speak to him in your own reality, ready, your own language. One, two, three, open up your mouth and just praise him right now. Go ahead. And if you have, go ahead. Yeah, that's right. Woo! You may be seated. We're going to do this real quick here, but the blessing. We begin this year with the blessing. It's not just a sermon. I want you to hear me. Right after this, we're going to raise our offerings, and then after that, we want to pray for as many of you as possible who want it. I'm going to be here. Our pastors are going to be here. We have anointing oil. We want to bless you. We want to begin this year with the blessing. So we're going to repeat these words upon you and your family as we anoint you to kick off this year. May the Lord bless you. Somebody say, may the Lord bless you. 2022 is the year of blessing. I want to repeat that. Listen to me carefully. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 instructs us that through the power of confession, we actually activate the work of salvation. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 tells us when we mess up, when we confess our sins, he forgives our sins, but we have to confess them. We come to him and we say, we messed up. But what comes out of your mouth literally determines your destiny. So how are you going to begin this year, 2022? If you begin this year declaring this year will be the worst year of your life, if you declare it's going to be the worst year of your life, it will be the worst year of your life. But if you begin this year declaring, this will not be a cursed year. This will not be a defeated year. This will not be a year of failures. This will not be a year where I'm obsessed seeing problems and drama and heartbreak and devils and demons and legions and principalities and powers of darkness. As for me and my house, we have the audacity by faith to declare that this year will be a blessed year. Does anybody believe this will be a blessed year? Now I'm going to ask that one more time. How many believe this will be a blessed year? How many believe for you and your family this will be a blessed year? I dare you to say 2022 is a blessed year. My family will be blessed. My dream will be blessed. My faith will be blessed. My health will be blessed. My finances will be blessed. My future will be blessed. This year will not be a year of curses. It will be a year of blessings like never before. Somebody praise like you actually believe in the blessings. Pastor Sam, should we actually be saying that in the midst of our current reality? You better believe it. Absolutely. We can't bow to the gods of pessimism and negativity. Not negating our reality, we speak blessing. The psalmist said this, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the path of the unrighteous, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In it, he meditates day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the waters of righteousness, who shall bear fruit in its season. I'm here to tell you when you're blessed, you bear fruit. And you need to believe with me in 2022, you're going to bear more fruit than ever before. Oh, you didn't hear that. Some of you went through a pruning season in 2021. Some of you were pruned in 2019, 20. Some of you could even say, Pastor Sam, can the pruning stop already? I mean, things were cut off from your life. It wasn't God punishing you. It was God pruning you because you are about to bear more fruit. How many believe you're about to have the most fruitful year of your life? Let me ask that one more time. No joke. How many believe this year in the name of Jesus will be in every aspect of your life the most fruitful year of your life? When you're blessed, you bear fruit. And then it says, whose leaves will not wither. All you King James people shout it. Y'all said wither. For anyone who's not King James, your leaves will not fall. That means what comes out of you will not fail. You missed it. What comes out of you will not fail. Oh, I wish somebody would get this on January 2nd. I dare you to look at your neighbor, tell them it will not fail. Tell your other neighbor, it will not fail. What comes out of me this year will not fail. Even the things that failed before will not fail this year. Somebody should break out in a praise right on that one. Even the things that failed before will not fail this year. Even the areas in your life where you experienced failure before, somebody shout, will not fall this year. When you're blessed, your leaves do not fall. And everything you do shall prosper. Your leaves will not fall. Raise your right hand. Let me just decree it upon your life. Your faith will not fall. Your health will not fall. Your integrity will not fall. Your dream will not fall. Your calling will not fall. Your anointing will not fall. And everything you do shall prosper. That's the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 2 says, you will experience all the blessings if you obey the Lord your God. The outcome of obedience, the word of God, of living in the finished work of Jesus. According to the Apostle Paul in Galatians, the promises that God made in the Old Testament belong to us, which means that you will be blessed going in. One more time. You'll be blessed. And you'll be blessed. And in the midst of it, you'll be what? Every single day you will be blessed. Every moment you will be blessed. Every minute you will be blessed. I love this. And he guarantees, Deuteronomy 28:8, the Lord guarantees a blessing upon everything you do and will provide for everything you need. How many receive that? Ephesians 1:3, take whatever you have to take. Take photos, memorize them, take all of this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. All right, let's do it one more time. Repetition works. Raise your right hand. My faith is blessed. My future is blessed. My going in is blessed. My coming out is blessed. My process is blessed. My mind is blessed. My health is blessed. My finances are blessed. My relationships are blessed. My integrity is blessed. Repeat real loud. As I live and thrive in the finished work of Jesus in 2022, every single day, every single moment, I will be nothing less than blessed. Somebody praise like you're already blessed. May the Lord bless you. The second part says, may the Lord protect you. 2022 is the year of divine protection. I'm going to give you a little inside baseball secret. A number of beautiful pastors who are saved, who I love. One of them is a friend of mine, actually. But there is this discussion going on within, like, a circle of pastors. And the discussion, I just heard this recently in the past few weeks, actually said this. Pastor said, as pastors, we should be careful and not preach about God's divine protection. And I went, what? I said, what you talking about, Willis? Yeah, because when we talk about, we shouldn't preach about divine protection. I go, what? Yeah, because it causes what is called a theological conundrum. What is that? I don't know. I just saw it. I just read it somewhere on the internet. I didn't know. No, no. A theological conundrum is people in church who follow Jesus have to somehow explain to the world How can there be divine protection in the midst of, right? So in order to avoid those weird conversations, avoid preaching about God's protection. Well, please forgive me, but I'm going to double down. And I want to talk to you about 2022. May the Lord bless you and what? Protect you. So I want to remind you, I know I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. I'm going to do it till your spirit man gets it. No weapon. No weapon formed against will prosper. No weapon formed against your family will prosper. In 2022, no weapon formed against your faith will prosper. No weapon formed against your future will prosper. If you believe that God can protect you, if you believe that in Christ you are protected, no weapon formed against you. Luke 10:19 says this, I have given you power over all the powers of the enemy. And what will harm you? I need you to walk with the, if you, you either believe it or you don't. This is either religion for you or a relationship. But if you really believe it, then you must believe that nothing will harm you. That's not my promise. If you have an issue, speak to the Holy Spirit. That's it. And nothing. And then 1 John 5:18, we know that God's children do not make a practice of sinning. For God's Son holds them securely. I love this. And the evil one. The evil one cannot what? So if you pursue righteousness, when you are born again, you stop doing the things you were doing before. You don't live the way you lived before. You don't think the way you think before. You know, you function differently. There are things you no longer do. The stuff that you used to like to do now make you vomit. You don't like to do them because they're contrary to your new nature. You're not who you used to be. That's why the devil hates your guts. He wants you to be the old you. You're not the old you anymore. You're the new you. You're the blessed you. You're the anointed you. You're the righteous you. You're the holy you. And when you live in Christ, the evil one cannot touch them. I dare somebody here to declare in 2022, the evil one cannot and will not touch you. If you believe that, praise like you actually believe that nothing will be able to touch you. May the Lord's smile shine upon you. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light has come. For the glory of God has risen upon you. God's going to smile upon you. That's what it says. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord shine upon you. Another version says, smile upon you. We're going to do something real crazy right now. Pretty awkward. Look at your neighbor and smile. Show them those parallel. Go show them. Colgate, Crest, AIM. Some of y'all show them, whatever. Invisalign. Dentures. Smile. The Bible literally says that there comes a moment where God does this upon you. Imagine God just smiling upon you. Yeah, no. Imagine God just going like, no, you don't get that. When God smiles upon you, he shines on you. I said he shines on you. I don't know, is there anyone here ready to shine like you've never shined before? Some of you were hiding, you're about to shine. Some of you who were broken, you're about to shine. Some of you are about to shine so bright, people are going to find you this year and go like, whoa, what in the world's going on? The last time we saw you, you were broken. The last time we saw you, we saw what you posted on Instagram. Things were falling apart in your life. The last time we heard about you, it looked like it was over. But now, what in the world, what changed? And all that, God is shining upon you and your family and your destiny. For everyone ignored, it's your turn to shine. For everyone broken, it's your turn to shine. Number four, may the Lord be gracious to you. 2022 is a year of grace upon grace. Psalm 84:11 says, the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. He withholds no good thing from those who do what is right. In John 1:16, from his abundance we have received all one gracious blessing after another, grace upon grace. Somebody say grace upon grace. Is this God's grace being poured out upon you? Upon you? Upon you? Number five, this is what's this 2022 for you. It is the year of God's favor. Psalm chapter 30, verse 5 says, for his anger lasts for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. Lifetime favor. Anybody here ready for lifetime favor? You know what favor is? A blessing is something that follows you, overtakes you, and according to scripture, even things that you ask for from heaven. Favor is not. Favor is when God gives you something that you didn't even ask for. Favor is when God gives you something you didn't even pray for. You're missing this. Favor is when God opens up a door you weren't even thinking, looking that way. And God opens up a door that you weren't, and you're going, what just happened? I need you to get ready in the name of Jesus. Some of you have been waiting. I want you to hear me. 2022, you are about to experience the favor of God like you've never experienced before. Is there anyone here ready to walk in the favor of God? Let me ask one more time. Is there anyone in this auditorium ready to walk with the favor of God? Is there anyone here ready to say this is the year of God's favor? Come on, I declare that your family will experience the favor of God this year like never before. If you're ready for the favor, praise like you're ready for the favor. Worship. Somebody shout favor. 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 High five your neighbor. Tell him favor. Favor. Tell your neighbor the favor of God is coming your way. The favor of God is coming your way. The favor of God is coming your way. Stand with me. The favor of God is coming your way. You're about to see things open up as you pursue righteousness, as you live in the finished work of Christ, as you live according to the word of God, the will of God. You do God's will. Favor, favor. You're going to see doors open. You're going to see things coming your way. Things you're not even thinking about. Things you haven't even prayed about. The favor of God. It's when God goes, God winks, smiles, and says, you. You. You're it. I'm going to show people how I can favor my children. You are it. I'm going to favor you. I'm going to favor you with resources, with harvest. I'm going to favor you in such a way you're going to shine. And Pastor Sam, when I have God's favor, does it mean that I don't go through anything? No, it doesn't mean we're not saved this year. We're not going to go through anything. No, it just means the enemy will not be able to harm you. It just means whatever the enemy chucks your way, he may come against you one way, but in seven, he will flee. It means that he's already a defeated foe. It means that God's favor will be so strong upon your life. Psalm chapter 90, let the favor of the Lord be upon us and establish the work of our hands. And the last point, may the Lord give you his peace. His peace. Somebody say shalom. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding. Somebody say peace. Take your hand, touch your heart and say peace. Put your hand on your mind and say peace. And say the peace of God. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. The shalom of God. That's not hype. The promises of God. 2022 for everyone here and everyone streaming. In Christ, only in Christ. If you live in the finished work of Jesus, if you do not have a relationship with Jesus, unfortunately, these things do not apply to you. I didn't write the book. I didn't create the rules. It's the book. It's the rules. But if you have, and by the way, if you don't, you will have in a minute and a half. You will confess Christ today. You will receive Jesus. So you can get all these things applied for you. That's the great news. You qualify today. 2022 is the year of blessings. Repeat after me. 2022, for me and my house, will be a year of blessings, of protection, of God smiling, of grace upon grace, of unprecedented favor, and of peace that passes all understanding. If you receive that for you and your house, give them the final expression of praise you can possibly give.
But it's really about a plow and a mantle. Life is about seasons where we are pushing, and we're pushing through work and family and home and relationships and faith. And then all of a sudden, just like Elijah, God places a deposit upon each and every one of us. Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're gonna go from a plow to a mantle, and you're gonna walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
So I'm speaking prophetically to every plow pusher right now. With your right hand, lift it up. Here it is. To every mom and dad, husband and wife, married and single, entrepreneur and creative who has been pushing the plow.
If you've never pushed the proverbial plow, do not expect to carry the mantle. Galatians 6:9, do not grow weary of doing what is right. In your appointed time, you will reap a harvest of blessings if you do not give up.